Country Bob FM. Let's do it. It's the Almanac today.
You know, I had no idea I was waiting for the bell, so.
You have to wait for the bell. Exactly. That's the cowbell today. We're utilizing the cowbell.
On Friday, we could all use a little more cowbell.
You could always use a little more cowbell. There's certainly no doubt about that. I mean, where else could you? I mean, in the old days, it was just cowbell on the cow. That's all it was. Now think about what's being used at sporting events and various other events. I want a cowbell to be used at my funeral.
Do you really?
When they lay me to rest, let's use a cowbell.
Well, you're going to really like the cowbell I hung off the rear bumper of your truck.
Well, I've seen other things from cows hanging from the rear bumper or the trailer hitch, and they're not bells.
No.
Let's just say that. Friday, June 23rd, the 174th day of the year. This is the Bob Almanac, brought to you by Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale. No one knows the country like Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale. Obviously, no one else knows how to best promote his business, because Kurt Weers has decided to latch on to the Almanac here.
What a guy. Thank you, Kurt.
He has hitched his wagon to the Almanac. On this date, 1868, a guy by the name of Christopher Latham Sholes, his typewriter. He's the guy who invented the typewriter.
Really?
And he patented the typewriter on this date. Now, not only did he give us the typewriter, he gave us the keyboard configuration known as QWERTY.
What was he thinking?
The QWERTY, you know, because if you look in the upper left-hand corner, it's QWERTY. So they call it the QWERTY.
I use ASDF, but...
ASDF? I mean, that's over my head.
That's on the left side. Your keys are ASDF, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right below QWERTY.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right below QWERTY. It's home row. Remember home row? You got to go home. You got to go home row.
That was the only thing I ever got out of Henry Sibley Senior High School was my typing class.
Yeah. Well, you're still using it today, right?
Yep.
Think of all the skills that you learned. You hated being in business class, but think of all the skills that you learned in school,
especially in
high school. You already had math and all this other stuff, basic stuff, once you got to high school. But once you got to high school, you learned typing.
That was all I learned.
No more hunting. Just think if you had to hunt and peck your whole life.
Right. Sam Hunt and Gregory Peck.
You'd be still typing your resume for your first job. You wouldn't be here.
Oh, I still have that resume.
1926, the first lip reading tournament in America was held in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
You know, and I thought better of it after, but I put in a bid for us to broadcast the 2017 lip reading tournament. Realized then after a while it wouldn't be that good on radio.
Read my lips.
That episode was just another Seinfeld reference where his girlfriend, played by Marley Matlin, who's deaf and, of course, was on shows and things. She's the ball girl at the U.S. Open, and she reads lips, and Jerry and George want her to read lips to find out why this one woman broke up with George.
Right.
It's hilarious.
It is.
I'm glad that you share the same affection for Seinfeld as I do.
I do.
1972, President Richard Nixon signed what was known as the Higher Education Act. It's better known now as Title IX. Title IX. This is the law that forces colleges to have equal opportunities athletically for men and women. Football has always been difficult to balance because football, you got 100 guys.
Right.
It's been hard for these schools the whole time, and everybody's wanted to have a special clearance for football. But Title IX was a good thing in 72, really opened up women's athletics. There's a lot of good women's athletic teams out there. That's fabulous.
Dick Nixon to kick around anymore.
We've had a lot of Dick Nixon here the last couple of days.
But
he signed Title IX into law on this date. 1992, let's go to the newsroom, ABC newsroom to be exact.
Crime boss John Gotti has been sentenced to life in prison with no parole. Gotti was said to be the most powerful crime figure in America. He was certainly the most visible and the most flamboyant, and he used to have a reputation for being untouchable.
He was the Teflon Don. Everything bounced off him.
Wow.
Except for the conviction. Eventually, 1992, John Gotti, the mob boss, racketeering, sentenced to life in prison. He died in prison some decade ago or so, I think at least.
It's like a country song. That ain't no way to go.
That ain't no way to go.
No.
John Gotti. But he had fun getting there, though, apparently. That was 92. 1993, do you remember a gal by the name of Lorena Bobbitt?
Oh, yeah.
She was handy with a knife.
She sure was.
She performed what I guess we could call unelective surgery.
Was her middle name Ginsu?
Unelective surgery. She performed unelective surgery, turned her husband John Wayne Bobbitt into a Ken doll. And, of course, we all found out about it. It was one of those. I mean, the early 90s, how about those stories? You had Buttafuoco. You right. had Bobbitt. You had Nancy Kerrigan and the white trash
Tonya
skater.
Harding.
Tonya
yeah.
Harding.
Yeah.
Good. OJ.
Right.
Also, before 95. Buttafuoco,
Bronco with OJ.
Early right. 90s. Unbelievable, the stories we had to deal with.
That was life.
And so, Lorena, this was the day Lorena Bobbitt performed. What, and John and the severed appendage were reunited. He went on and, of course, did some adult movies. And Lorena Bobbitt.
He did not.
They were both. Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, he was in what we could only term as adult movies. Both were acquitted. John Bobbitt was acquitted of marital assault. Lorena Bobbitt acquitted of malicious wounding by reason of insanity. She had just lost it at that point. That
and
was 1993 so that whole thing happened. And of course, late night talk show hosts, once again, had a year's worth of material.
Oh, Ed McMahon was laughing for a long time. Was Ed still on in 93?
Well, we're going to talk about Ed here in
all
just
right.
a minute. No, they had, was it 91 or 92 was the last Johnny Carson show with Ed.
Okay.
I want to say 91, May of 91, or it could have been 92.
Mr. Almanac.
1995, yeah, I'm really accurate, huh? 95, the man credited with developing the first vaccine to combat polio. We have a lot to thank Dr. Jonas Salk for.
We sure do.
Do we not? He died on this date. He was 80. That was back in 1995. I'm a big fan of Dr. Jonas Salk.
Run for us.
Did he come up with penicillin, too? Do a fact check on that, too.
Yeah, I'm all over that.
2006 on this date, 5 days after suffering a stroke, Aaron Spelling passed away. At his L.A. home, he was 83. He gave us Charlie's Angels, Fantasy Island, Love Boat, Dynasty, just to name a few. Beverly Hills 90210. I never watched that.
No.
He gave us the Mod Squad.
Oh.
And he was a writer, and he started really young. Aaron Spelling, 2006.
The plane.
On this date, 2009, you could say he was jovial.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
the great sage, seer, soothsayer, famous mystic, all omniscient, and former tax advisor to Governor Reagan, Carnac the Magnificent.
Hi-o.
This is good.
Carnac is attempting to divine an answer while you're sitting here, giggling.
What?
May I have silence, please?
Yes. You've had it many times before.
The other is another good one. Johnny Carson's giving Ed McMahon a hard time about taking a vacation or taking some time off. And he
right.
goes, I think other people can take a vacation. You certainly invented it.
He was on vacation every other week.
He was. Yeah, every Monday. It was best of Carson.
Right.
Johnny Carson's sidekick, Ed McMahon, passed away at the age of 86.
Oh.
Phil Hartman did a good Ed McMahon, did he not? McMahon... He was 86. Tonight Show, he was on. We've already talked about Star Search.
Star Search.
I think he sold some Elpo.
Oh, he sold everything.
He sold a lot of things.
Insurance.
He did the Publishers Clearinghouse. Wasn't he the
yeah.
voice of that Publishers? He would come to your house.
That's right.
You may have just won.
Hi-oh.
2009, Ed McMahon. He's one of the greats. He was fun. He was perfect for Johnny. Perfect foil and sidekick. It was a year ago today we heard about Brexit. Brexit was made official. British voters said, we want to leave the European Union.
We do. We want to exit.
They're in the process of Brexiting, and it's going to take several years. But the process started on this date, 2016, also a year ago. So what song do you think this is?
Oh, my gosh. Had no idea this was coming.
Well, it's not Stairway to Heaven.
Thank you.
But Led Zeppelin thought it sounded an awfully, or actually the band that did the original, named Spirit. This song is called Taurus. And they did it before Led Zeppelin did Stairway of Heaven, and they sued Led Zeppelin
for
copyright infringement, plagiarism. But it was on this date a year ago that Led Zeppelin was cleared in that plagiarism lawsuit brought about by the group Spirit. Little interlude sounded a lot like the opening to Stairway to Heaven.
Spirit was entering retirement, needed some cash.
Yeah, they had They didn't have nearly the same career as... I Got a Line on You, though, is a good song from Spirit. I Got a Line on You, babe. You know it. 2016 is when that happened. Let's move on to... Oh, wait a minute. I've got one more thing here, too, as well, that I want to mention. It was on this date. We got to go back into the 30s, 1934. And any time we mention Albania.
Albania
in the almanac.
Okay. Albania. You border on the
everybody
Adriatic. Your land is mostly mountainous,
and your chief export is chrome. Coach from Cheers telling us about Albania. 1934, Italy gained the right to colonize Albania after defeating the country. That was in 1934. I'd forgotten about that one, so...
Coach.
We like to keep you up to date. If you're Albanian, we like to keep you up to date on your heritage. Yeah, there's nothing better than Coach.
That's right.
First class, actually, is better than Coach.
I would agree.
Or custom. What am I doing on Delta? It's something comfort. It's somewhere in between. It's comfort class or...
I'm $22 on Spirit.
So. Yeah, they upgrade you. They give you the Brussels sprouts on your your pita, on your tuna pita. That's the upgrade. Ted Shackelford.
I'm glad you clarified that.
Ted Shackelford is 71. Happy birthday to him. He was a longtime member of the cast of Young and the Restless. And, of course, he was one of the Ewings on Knott's Landing. Might have been Gary Ewing. I'm not sure. I'm guessing 71. Brian Brown is 70, the actor. He was on Cocktail. He was the mentor of Tom Cruise. He had his Coughlin's Laws.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the workers and the hustlers. The hustlers never work and the workers never hustle. And you, my friend, are a worker. God knows I've tried to beat that instinct out of him, but it's there ingrained in your immigrant blood. Look how tasty your cocktails are. Look how clean you keep your bar. Why, man, you actually take pride in your work.
There he is with Tom Cruise. He's Australian. One of his other Coughlin's rules, bury the dead. They stink up the joint.
Wow.
It's another one of his. He was in Along Came Polly. He was good in that. He is 70 today. Happy birthday to him. You remember when this guy was talking to a congressional committee?
I would like to start by saying unequivocally, uncategorically, that I deny each and every single allegation against me today that suggested in any way that I had conversations of a sexual nature or about pornographic material with Anita Hill.
That is Clarence Thomas. He is 69 today. Now, if he can rule and judge as well as he articulates, he's very good.
Absolutely.
That was great articulation from Clarence Thomas. And he is 69 today.
Is that why you're holding the 10 card up above your head?
It very well could be. Okay. American Idol judge Randy Jackson.
All right, so yo, dog, there's some good stuff and some bad stuff here. All right, here we go.
So you started it. It was a little weird for me. But, dude, you know what? Yeah, I like this. Baby, a way to start it off, man. Yo, the competition's on, baby. It's on.
He liked to use the word dog a lot.
And yo.
Yo and dog. His two primary words.
Up dog.
Yo dog.
Yeah.
Randy Jackson, 61 today. She's an Academy Award winner.
I'm not sure that I agree with you 100% on your police work there, Lou.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think that vehicle there probably had dealer plates. DLR.
Cool.
Lou is obviously the most accurate gun in the holster. That is Frances McDormand playing Margie in Fargo. She is 60 today.
You know, I've been watching the Fargo television
series.
So do
we. We love it. But don't no spoilers. No, we're behind like three or four. We've got a marathon. We need to get them out of the way before we go to Alaska.
But Frances McDormand's accent was more believable than any of the other.
They've gone a little bit out of. Almost more of a caricature now than believable. And I thought even the Fargo movie was somewhat over the top, but. Or maybe it's not. Maybe I just don't want to admit that we sound like that. Frances McDormand, happy birthday to her. She won the Oscar for Fargo.
Oh,
great,
you betcha.
Great movie. Yeah, she is 60 today. Hall of Famer LaDainian Tomlinson. You've probably seen him play there down at the
Jerry World
Texas Stadium, or now Jerry World. Pro Football Hall of Famer LaDainian Tomlinson played a lot with the San Diego Chargers, the running back, and he was a good one. He is 38 today. Here's the actress that plays Bernadette on The Big Bang Theory.
Well, I thought about...
Don't well me, mister. We've been worried sick. She could have been dead for all we knew. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Sorry, I just...
Sorry's not good enough. Maybe you need to take some time and think about what you've done.
How'd you like to be married to that? Huh?
Wow. I mean, how much helium do you got to keep in your house?
Howard Wolowitz, although he outpunted his coverage, is no doubt about that, with that nose. But anyway, her name is Melissa Rausch, and she's Bernadette Rostenkowski Wolowitz, Bernie for short,
wow,
on The Big Bang Theory.
I put that on a business card.
She's 37 today, 37 for Melissa Rausch. Let's move on to the Gons But Not Forgottens, England's King Edward VIII. King Edward VIII, I am. Edward the. He's the Duke of Windsor as compared to the Duke of Jack Daniels. I got you to laugh.
You did.
That's a point for me.
Yeah. Ring the bell.
1894, Edward VIII was born. Cleveland Browns and Baltimore Ravens owner. And he's probably still looked upon as a villain in Cleveland, Art Modell.
Yes.
Art Modell moved the Browns from Cleveland to Baltimore. Baltimore loves him. Art Modell, he was one of the original guys, the early days of the NFL and the AFL-NFL merger.
You know, how do you move a Brown and get a Brown back? I want to know.
That's a good point. You might want to check with UPS because we find out
what can Brown do for you. Yeah.
Bob Fosse, Academy Award-winning director, won an Oscar for Cabaret. Your thoughts on Bob Fosse? Do you know him personally?
I do.
Okay. 1927, he was born on this date.
The cake's no good if you don't mix the batter and bake it.
Love's just a bubble if you don't take the trouble to make it.
June Carter would have been celebrating today. When this song was a hit, she was just June Carter. She was, in fact, married to Carl Smith. Then she became June Carter Cash. Time's a-wasting. Pretty good scene in I Walk the Line, too, with the Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon. They sing and perform this song.
And you remember Carlene Carter.
Named after Carl Smith.
That's right.
June Carter Cash, born on this date, 1929. Wilma Rudolph, Olympic Hall of Famer, one of the great track athletes in the history of track and field in the Olympics. 3 gold medals, 1 silver. Wilma Rudolph, 1940. And he was the 5th Beatle. He was Stuart Sutcliffe. He was in the Silver Beatles, and he left. I don't know if he left because he got sick, because he did die like in 62 or something. I could check that. He died very young, and it was shortly after he left the Beatles.
Call me anything, but don't call me the 5th Beatle.
No, and there are plenty of them out there, aren't
right,
there? Everybody's,
yeah.
If you're not a 5th Beatle, there are more 5th Beatles than non-5th Beatles.
I think you're absolutely
out
right.
There. But Stuart Sutcliffe passed away very young. He was born on this date in 1940, and he did die in 1962. He attended school with some of the Beatles, John Lennon, in fact, and... in fact, Sutcliffe is the one who suggested the name Beatles.
Wow. I got to come
beat.
Clean.
I've got to come clean. We got time.
All right. I'm the 63rd Beatle.
63rd Beatle.
Yes,
I am. Is there room on the bus?
Yes. Well, you know,
for the 63rd Beatle.
Well, on the bus, that's where the term under the bus.
Well, you remember the video for All You Need Is Love. There were a lot of people in that video as they were sitting around. Like, I was Bob Dylan. All these other famous right. people were in there. I think there were at least 63 people there. So they're probably 63 Beatles.
You need love.
You need love. That's it, Bob FM. That's the Almanac brought to you by Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale. Really want to thank you for being with us and helping us out here, Brad.
Can I make one last statement before I go? Can you please call Neil and tell him to take a few more days off and I'll just stay right here.
Exactly. Well, you won't have to deal with me next week, so that's a good thing.
Had a good time. Thanks,
thank
Jim.
Thank you. Speaking of next week, here's our Fave 5 artist next week. Neil McCoy's coming to town, so we'll do him next week beginning on Monday. Bob FM.
Some men are attractive.